Hi, listeners. Welcome back to the Premature Millionaire Show. I'm your host, Dahi Dooley, and today we're going to explore four companies that started as side hustles, but eventually went on to become major successes. Side hustles are an effective way to explore your passions, develop new skills, and achieve your financial goals. On rare occasions, side hustles have the potential to become more than a side hustle. It can become a large, successful business. We can use these businesses as motivation for creating a side business. Our first successful business that started as a side hustle is Spanx. Let's look at how Sarah Blakely started the company as a side hustle and turned it into a billion-dollar business. Sarah grew up in Clearwater, Florida, with her mother, who was an artist, and her father, who was a lawyer. She graduated from Florida State University with a degree in communications and then worked as a salesperson for a company that sold fax machines. One day, while getting dressed for a party, Sarah realized she did not have the right undergarment to wear with her white pants. She tried on different options but could not find a suitable one that did not show any lines. This is when she had the idea for a better solution. She decided to cut off the feet of her pantyhose to make a smoother look. She realized the potential for her new undergarment and decided to turn it into a product. She spent the next year researching and developing her idea, working on it in her spare time while continuing to work at her day job. Finally, in 2000, Sarah launched Spanx with a line of footless pantyhose that provided a smoother look and comfortable fit. Initially, Sarah struggled to get Spanx off the ground. She faced rejections from various manufacturers and investors who did not believe in her product. However, she persisted and eventually found a manufacturer who agreed to work with her. The first major breakthrough for Spanx came when Oprah Winfrey named it one of her favorite things on her show in 2000. The exposure led to a significant increase in sales, and soon, Sarah found herself struggling to keep up with the demand. Despite the initial success, Sarah faced many challenges in the growing company. She had to navigate the male-dominated industry of shapewear, which made it challenging to find manufacturers and suppliers who took her seriously. However, Sarah's persistence and hard work paid off. In 2012, Forbes named her the youngest self-made female billionaire in the world. Spanx became a global brand with products sold in more than 50 countries. Sarah's success shows that no matter how specific an idea is, if there is a large enough market for it, then it can become a huge success. Next up, let's look at the story behind Life is Good, a popular lifestyle brand that sells optimistic apparel, accessories, and other products. Bert and John Jacobs started the company with just $78 and turned it into a multi-million dollar business. Bert and John grew up in Needham, Massachusetts with their five siblings. They were inspired by their mother's optimism, who would always find something positive in every situation. After graduating from college, Bert and John started working odd jobs and traveling across the country, trying to find their passion and purpose. While on their journey, they started selling t-shirts on the streets of Boston with three designs printed on them. The designs were simple, featuring a smiley face with the words "Life is good," "Love your mother," and "Jake," a fictional character created by Bert and John. The t-shirts became popular, and the brothers decided to create a brand around the "Life is good" message. They believed that the message of optimism and positivity could resonate with people, especially during tough times. They started selling t-shirts at local street fairs and flea markets, and their brand quickly gained a following. In 1994, Bert and John decided to incorporate the company with the name Life is Good. Despite the initial success, the brothers faced many challenges in growing the company. They had no business experience and had to learn everything from scratch. They also faced competition from larger brands and struggled to get their products into stores. However, Bert and John's commitment to their message of optimism and positivity helped them overcome these challenges. They believed their brand could make a difference in people's lives, and they continued to work hard to spread the message. In 2000, Life is Good got a big break when a buyer from J. Crew catalog placed an order for their t-shirts. The exposure led to more orders from other retailers, and the brand started to gain national attention. The success of Life is Good allowed Bert and John to expand their product line beyond t-shirts. They started selling hats, mugs, and other accessories with positive messages printed on them. The company continued to grow over the years, with products sold in over 4,500 retail stores in the United States and Canada. In 2015, Life is Good had revenues of $100 million, making it one of the fastest growing apparel brands in the world. Bert and John's success show us that a little positivity does in fact go a long way, and sometimes we should just pursue our passions. The next side hustle turned successful business I want to talk about is OtterBox. At one point in time, there was OtterBox and then everyone else. Let's look at how they started. OtterBox was founded in 1998 by Kurt Richardson, a tool and die maker from Fort Collins, Colorado. Back then, mobile phones were still relatively new and not as common as they are today. Kurt Richardson owned a pager and was frustrated with the lack of protection it had from everyday wear and tear. He saw an opportunity to create a better solution, and that's when the idea for OtterBox was born. Richardson began experimenting with different materials and designs to create a protective case for his pager. He wanted something that would not only protect the device from scratches and drops, but also be durable and long-lasting. After several prototypes and tests, Richardson finally created a design that he was happy with. It was a waterproof case made of plastic and rubber that could withstand drops and even submersion in water. At this point, Richardson was still working his day job as a tool and die maker. He knew that in order to turn his side hustle into a successful business, he would need to invest more time and resources into it. So in 1998, he decided to take a leap of faith and quit his job and focus on OtterBox full-time. He used his savings and mortgaged his home to finance the company. The early days of OtterBox were challenging. Richardson had to do everything himself, from designing the cases to packing and shipping orders. He even went door-to-door to local retailers to pitch his product. But Richardson's persistence paid off. As more people began to adopt mobile phones, the demand for OtterBox cases grew. The company's reputation for high-quality, durable cases also helped it gain a loyal customer base. In 2004, OtterBox hit a major milestone when it partnered with BlackBerry to create a custom case for their devices. The partnership helped OtterBox gain exposure and credibility in the mobile device industry. But OtterBox's success didn't come without its challenges. In 2006, the company faced a major setback when it was sued by competitors for patent infringement. The legal battle lasted for years and cost the company millions of dollars. Despite the setback, OtterBox continued to innovate and expanded the product line. In 2009, the company introduced its Defender series, which became one of its most popular product lines. The Defender series offered even more protection than the original OtterBox cases, with multiple layers of protection and a built-in screen protector. Today, OtterBox is a global brand with a presence in over 100 countries. The company continues to innovate and expand its product line, offering cases for a wide range of mobile devices. The last side hustle turned successful business I want to talk about today is Herschel Supply Company. Herschel Supply Company is a popular backpack and luggage company that was founded by two brothers, Jamie and Lyndon Cormack, in 2009. Today, the company has become a global brand that is known for its stylish and functional bags. The story of Herschel Supply Company started when Jamie and Lyndon were on a backpacking trip in 2008. They noticed that most of the backpacks they saw were either too technical or too outdoorsy. They wanted something that was more stylish and functional. Something they could use both in the city and the outdoors. When they got back from the trip, Jamie and Lyndon decided to start designing their own backpacks. They wanted to create something that was both stylish and functional, something that people will want to use every day. They started doing some research and learning about different types of fabrics, zippers, and other materials that would need to make their backpacks. The brothers decided to name their brand Herschel Supply Company after the small town in Canada where the three generations of their family grew up. They felt the name was both nostalgic and timeless, and it would resonate with people who were looking for a high-quality, authentic brand. Jamie and Lyndon started by making their backpacks in their apartment in Vancouver. They would cut the fabric, sew the bags, and attach zippers by hand. They would then sell the backpacks online and at local markets and fairs. They would also give them away to their friends and family to get feedback and improve their designs. The first backpack was called the Heritage, which is still one of the company's most popular styles today. It was a classic backpack with a modern twist, made with high-quality materials and attention to detail. Jamie and Lyndon spent a lot of time designing and perfecting the backpack, making sure that it was both functional and stylish. In the early days, Herschel Supply Company faced a lot of challenges. They had limited resources and had to do everything themselves, from designing and making the backpacks to marketing and selling them. They also faced competition from established brands that had been doing it for years. To overcome these challenges, Jamie and Lyndon focused on creating a strong brand identity. They wanted Herschel Supply Company to be more than just a backpack company. They wanted it to be a lifestyle brand that people could identify with. They started by creating a simple and recognizable logo, which featured a silhouette of a mountain and the words Herschel Supply Company in bold letters. They also focused on creating a consistent and cohesive brand experience across all touch points, from the website to the packaging to the in-store experience. They wanted their customers to feel like they were part of a community when they bought a Herschel Supply Company product. Their efforts paid off, and soon Herschel Supply Company started to gain a following. The company's unique blend of style and function, combined with its strong brand identity, resonated with customers around the world. Herschel Supply Company grew rapidly, and soon Jamie and Lyndon had to move their operation out of their apartment and into a proper office and warehouse. Today, Herschel Supply Company is a global brand with a wide range of backpacks, luggage, and accessories. The company has expanded its product line to include everything from hats and wallets to duffel bags and suitcases. Herschel Supply Company products are sold in over 10,000 stores in more than 90 countries. So there you have it. These are four examples of side hustles that became successful businesses. I point them out because it is completely possible for you to do something that maximizes your income. Just don't focus on small things. Focus on things that either you're passionate about or you believe have a huge potential. That's it for me today. Thank you all for listening. I truly hope you enjoyed today's episode.